This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. RTD's heavy debt load is getting a bit of a break. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The transit agency took out billions of dollars in loans to build train lines across the Denver metro. It announced today that it's taking advantage of low interest rates to refinance some of those. It's expecting to save more than $120 million. That money will likely go toward maintenance and operations, though the agency also wants to finish other long-promised projects like a rail line to Boulder and Longmont. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The Pikes Peak Library District in Colorado Springs has new strategies for engaging parents and children during the pandemic. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Last April, the library district's Melody Alvarez helped it quickly pivot to online programming, hosting 3 virtual story times a week. She says there's still some uncertainty about how things will look this year.
2021, you know, it's still up in the air. Like, what's it going to look like? When will we be back to full-on service, right? But we know that we're going to do the best that we can by offering what we can in a safe manner, but still having fun.
Alvarez says the library district also started a drive-in story time in December. She says they plan to continue curbside pickup as well as keep hosting virtual programs to provide access to working families. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Lows tonight along the Front Range, around 20 degrees. For the Western Slope, down to 30, and the Central Mountains around Vail, tonight's low, 15 degrees. This is CPR News.